I came to the knowledge that not only was religion and government corrupt, but that most sanctimonious of all institutions on the earth, the law. And if there's anything in my, if there's anything in this world that I absolutely abhor, way down deep, is anybody telling me about the law? Whose law? Where does it come from? Show it to me. Well, the policeman represents the law. Where did he get that? Where did he get that responsibility? Where did he get that authority? Oh, well, from the state. Where did the state get it? Well, they got it from the federal government. Where did the federal government get it from? Well, I mean, they got it because somebody has to be in charge. Well, somebody's got to be in charge. I think I'm going to be in charge of me. I'll be in charge of me, and I'll be my own law. Okay? And if you live like that, then you begin to appreciate other people. You begin to appreciate, because you don't need someone to teach you what is right and wrong. My God, if you need to be counseled as to what is right and wrong, you got some serious problems. Most people already know what's right and wrong. They do it anyway, but they know it's wrong. So consequently, the way this country was founded, each individual that came to this country was coming to a country for absolute sovereign freedom. America reverberated around the world to bring freedom to the human family. And because of that, you could wear your own gun. You could do what you want. You could go where you please. You don't get any license. A license implies that you are under the you're under the domination of a power. As an American, I'm not under the domination of anybody's power, including my mother. I live my own life, okay? It's true. Once you have left your mother's womb, you are now an entity in the universe that will deal with God on a personal basis. And what your family's done is irrelevant. It's what you do. You can't say, well, my mother did this and my father caused me to do that. No, no. Before God and man, it's what you do. Who are you? And this is what the basis of America was. The individual responsibility that says you are a sovereign. Nobody tells me what I can do. I don't get a license from nobody to do nothing. Period. I don't pay your taxes. I don't crawl on my knees. I don't act like an animal crawling in front of you because you are a righteous or you are royalty. There is no such a thing as royalty. You better look at this whole concept of a divine right of kings. This whole thing going on in England with the divine right of kings, with this holy bloodline, I think you better go back and start looking at some of the stuff that David Icke is talking about, reptilians. Because if there was some kind of an ancient bloodline from extraterrestrials in incorporated into our natural evolution, that might serve the basis for saying, well, we have a natural right of kings because of our bloodline. In America, we don't have any of that silly nonsense, a divine right of kings. In America, the way it was formed, as I said yesterday, you got a falling out with a guy in the bar and you're carrying a gun and he's carrying a gun. You don't need a divine right of kings. We're out in the street. We take care of it right now. Why? Because you don't mess with me. I'm an American. I'm not crawling on my knees on my knees to some queen. You realize, I don't know if you recall, I don't know if you heard this or not, but it just occurred to me. About 10 years ago, if you remember this, about 10 years ago, a young black man, about 18, 19 years old, broke into the Queen Mom's bedroom. Do you remember that? And one of the servants of the Queen Mum happened to be walking by, and the bedroom door was open a bit, and she saw this young black boy in the Queen's bedroom, and so she quietly went. This is in the newspaper. This is the news about 10 years ago, and she went to the security, and quietly the security came up and arrested him for breaking into the Queen's bedroom. Okay. And the queen said, well, first of all, he didn't threaten her, and he wasn't armed, and it was just a childish, silly prank, and so she let it slide, and if he promised not to do that anymore. James Bond couldn't break into the queen's bedroom. If there was a young black man in the queen's bedroom in Buckingham Palace, the queen ordered him in like pizza. The queen, mum, with her black boyfriends. Tell me about racism. The most racist, filthiest, dirty bunch of liars the world has ever had to encounter is British royalty. They have taken America's freedom. They have robbed us of our birthright. They have lied to us. The Vatican has made common cause and contractual arrangements with the King of England to rape the world. And I am telling you that if America is not saved, there will be no freedom on the earth. America's freedom was heard round the world because Americans can put guns on their hips and say, no man messes with my wife and my children or my country, period. If you don't like it, you get a weapon. I want you out of this country. And that's what made America great all over the world. People respected a man that has had enough and says, don't come on my property and don't mess with my property, my wife, or anything I own, or I'm going to deal with you. And I got a gun here that says I'm going to. Now, what are you going to do about it? And consequently, that's what made America great, is the freedom to respect each other, but to defend your rights as a creature of God created for freedom. And I will tell you, all of the trash you are experiencing right now in this system is caused by the Jesuits, the Catholic Church, and especially British royalty. There is a conspiracy, and you can bet on it. Remember, the people that we Americans fought on the field of battle to get our freedom, who were the redcoats? Who were the enemies of the founding of this country if it wasn't the British royalty? Who was it we were fighting if it wasn't the British royalty? And they have come back. And they've got a score to settle. They know we are a fierce and angry people in America and not to be messed with. So now they've come back and done it a different way. They've kind of made it a law. And you have the law. And the law says you can't do this. And the law says you can't do that. I say to hell with your law. I'm an American, and I don't goddamn appreciate you telling me what I could do in my country on my home territory. I don't respect your law. I'm an American, and I'm tired of people crawling on their knees to the Queen of England, to the Pope in Rome, and to religion, and to government. I've had enough of all of them. As far as I'm concerned, it is now time for people to wake up and take back your freedom. You're an American. You're not a slave. I want the President of the United States and the CIA to wake up every night in the middle of the night in a cold sweat wondering where the hell I am. I want them to know who I am. I want them to know who I am. All right. I went over time because I want to bring up my friend Victor. Victor is an expert in all of the intricacies of how all of this machinations really work. And I want to bring Victor up so he can explain to you how we got into this mess and what we need to do to get out of it. It's very simple. All you really need to do is just listen to Victor, and he'll explain to you what we need to do to get out of this mess. You want to come up, Victor? I wasn't supposed to speak as long, but I got started. So, okay.
Move over okay. Just a little bit.
1, 2, 3.
Good.
Okay. I was not supposed to speak this long because I wanted to give Victor some time, but we've got a little time now. So what we talked about yesterday, England and the American corporation has manipulated and exploited our ignorance and put over us so-called, quote, laws, end quote. All you need to know is how this stuff works and how to opt out. It's very simple. So I'm going to leave the rest of the program to Victor to explain to you all of the different little intricacies that the government has put on us and what to do about it. Victor.